Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Family, you can now list your business on the Radio Pulpit website. Packages on our brand new online business directory start from 1,500 per year. And yes, you can register now to receive pre-launch discounts and added value in the form of jingles and an interview on radio. Will you partner with Radio Pulpit as a trusted brand and reach more than 400,000 loyal listeners? If you say yes, send us an email with the word register to gospel at radiopulpit.co.za and we will contact you.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
23 minutes, it is just before 1. You are on Heart to Heart with Ms. Bongile Mofokeng with you up until 3. And I gave you sounds there from Pastor K. No one greater. And I promised the family that I'll be talking to... I'm going to continue calling her Pastor Faith Waitzi. Yeah, I'm sorry, my queen, but it will remain that way until further notice. Are you well?
I'm doing very well. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you, my queen?
I'm doing very well. I think you should also make a money in Mbizo. You know, we have lots and lots of imbizos that are happening. Yeah, you should. You should. On Friday, there's another imbizo that is taking place. Actually, it's not this Friday. It's going to be on Friday and it's going to be on Tuesday. Remember, our children can now get vaccinated from tomorrow. So there is an imbizo about that. And also the mandatory vaccinations. And so everybody is doing something right now. And I'm thinking there's another pandemic that is called... that is affecting our finances that needs us to also tackle it. And so we need an imbizo, hey? We need an imbizo.
Yes. We definitely do. I completely agree with you on that one.
All right. Before we can go and before I can even take concerns and questions from family members, okay, let me just remind the family, you can ask your questions on anything pertaining to money matters on 012-334-1322. And also you can send us an SMS on 37871. 0826572729 is our Telegram and WhatsApp line. And we are talking credit score. Let's go back just a little bit quickly to find out what is the credit score all about, Pastor Faith. We need to understand credit score. I'm just thinking about the person who says, I wasn't there last week when you were talking about this. And so we can just quickly rush through what is a credit score, what is it based on, and the impact of our credit scores.
Okay, thank you for that opportunity, Makuna. Let me take this opportunity to greet the Radio Pulpit, Radio Council family in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay, so last week we spoke about the credit score. We introduced the subject and defined what a credit score is. And we said it's a decision-making tool that is used by the borrower that helps them to anticipate how likely you as a borrower will repay your loan. Then we spoke about what the credit score is based on, and we said it's based on your credit history, on the number of open accounts, the levels of debt, your repayment history, court judgments, affordability assessments, and so on. And then we continued to discuss the factors that impact your credit score. We said it's your defaults, the judgments, and bankruptcy. It's the frequent change of address, when you apply for lots of credit in a short period of time, it affects your credit score. And you also said when you repeatedly miss by making your payments or you make late payments on your bonds, your credit cards, or insurance, or your phone bills, that also impacts your credit score. We also said that there are mistakes on your credit report. And if those mistakes are there on your credit report, they also impact on your credit score. So basically, that is what we were discussing last week.
And before we continue to where we are today, let me take a family member. I said, and I'm still saying, you can send in your concerns and questions right now. You don't have to wait for us to, you know, at a certain time, and then you're like, okay, so this is my question. You can even send them now. Okay, a family member says, question on credit score. I'm married. COP? What is COP?
It's community of property.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
We have a small bond which is serviced, paid via my husband's business account. So my husband is self-employed, with the result he doesn't have a fixed income or fixed date when money comes into his business account. Now, with the home loan fixed debit order, date is affected. My personal credit report, as the bond is registered in both our names, I have my personal current account, which is in good standing with my bank. It's an excellent account that I have for more than 30 years, but the home loan account has a negative report on my personal profile. Can this be fixed?
Okay, so can I go ahead and answer the question?
Yes.
Yeah, remember last week we said when you make a late payment, it badly affects your credit report. So the fact that your husband doesn't have a fixed date where he gets his salary affects it very badly. And it really does, unless if you can do something to make sure that you paid on the date on which you agreed to make the payment. And unfortunately, they will deem it as a late payment. If, for instance, you're supposed to pay it on the 30th of every month and you pay it maybe on the 5th, it's deemed as a late payment. You know, just as if you pay it on the 31st, it will be deemed as late payment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's maybe what one could say is what you can do is to maybe if you have money, especially for the bond, that one is so serious. Just make sure that you always have extra money in your account. I'm not sure if that is possible, so that if you don't get your salary on that same day, at least you know there's something for that debit order. Or because the wife has a fixed date on which you get your salary, maybe you can take money from the lady's salary and transfer it to the husband's account, so that when they debit the bank or whoever debits the account for the home loan, at least there will be money in that account. Otherwise, if you keep changing the date on which you pay, it will keep on messing your credit report just like that. So, best to deal with it.
Okay. I hope that the family member got clarity on that. Another one says, Swangile and Muruti, I learned the hard way. I took a clothing account for a friend who was preparing for her wedding, and now she's not paying the account, and it is affecting my credit score. Yo, Muruti.
Yeah. Look, I'm just going to go straight to the Word of God, okay? And I'm going to ask you, if you have a Bible in front of you, may master them. Do you have, did you hear me speaking Afrikaans?
Yeah, I get that word. Okay.
Proverbs 22, verse 26 and
Proverbs?
27. Quickly. Proverbs chapter 22.
Proverbs chapter 22.
Verse 26 and 27.
Verse 26 and 27 says, do not be one of those who shakes hands in a pledge, one of those who is surety for debts. If you have nothing with which to pay, why should he take away your bid from under you?
And the New Living Translation says, don't agree to guarantee another person's debt or put up security for someone else. And verse 27 says, if you can't pay, even your bread will be snatched from under you. See, the thing is, you did it out of a good heart.
Hmm.
You were helping that somebody, okay? But now the problem, it is a big risk, because you say, at the end of the day, if you want to help the person that way, you'll be able to say, if this person doesn't pay, then I've got enough money to pay, you know? But King Solomon says, don't even go there. Don't do it. don't do it. Because remember, last week we said, if this person is unable to get a loan, it means the people who denied the person the loan, they did have an affordability assessment.
Because the person cannot afford.
How the person cannot afford?
Yeah.
You see? So, Sean, I actually feel for it because you did it out of a good heart.
Uh-huh.
But if the person cannot pay, it will mess up your credit score. And like she's rightfully admitting that she learned the hard way.
But
so
now,
at least from now on, going forward, she will know that she doesn't have to do it, and she should pray to God that this person is at least able to give her something to pay off that debt.
So, but now one can stop this, right? They can go close their account because it's in their name. Is it that easy?
It's not that easy, my dear, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
You can close it, provided it is paid off. But when you owe something on that account, you can't close it.
So it means that the debt is upon her now to pay.
But the way I understand it is that she used her, it's like you using my account to take clothes on my account. So it's Faith Cover's account. But I take clothes for you because you said you will pay me every month so that I can pay the store every month.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, you don't pay me. But the store calls me, you know, and the store doesn't have an agreement with you. They don't know who you, they know me.
Yeah. Sure. And the word is talking about surety. The surety part. Now, when it comes to children, should parents also become surety for their own children?
The thing is, if your own children cannot pay, then you as a parent are liable to pay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So there's no way out.
That's just how it is.
Hmm.
It works that way, unfortunately.
I know that there are many parents who would agree to becoming surety for their children, especially when their children are preparing or when they are going to school. And there's a loan that a child decides, no, let me take this loan because my parents cannot pay. So I wonder how many sign understanding what they're getting themselves into.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing, because if they cannot pay, then if the children cannot pay, then it means their parents will have
to
pay.
It comes back to you.
And look, when you send surety for someone, in essence, you're basically saying, if Bongile cannot pay, I will pay. That's what your signature means. It means, in an instance where Bongile is unable to pay her debt, I take an undertaking that I will pay it. I am liable for that debt. In an instance where she's for whatever reason she's unable to pay the debt, so that is essentially what you're saying.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay. And that's why King Solomon says, if you can't pay, even your bed will be snatched from under you. That's basically saying, if you can't pay and you seek surety from me, and I cannot pay as faith, when I as Zongile, the bank can go and attach your assets.
Because now everything is in my name, so they can take my bed under me. Okay, all right. So be careful. No, read the fine lines. Because sometimes also, I'm thinking also for parents, you find that some just sign without really reading through and asking questions. The child would say, no, you know, this is for school, and then they don't ask too many things. They give them their banking details and everything that the child needs, and then they just sign away. Then later on, it comes to bite the parent later on in later years. So I was caught up by that part that says surety. In your version and in the Amplified version, it says those who become security for another's debts. Like, put it out there.
Yeah, that's how the New Living Translation puts it.
Now, coming back to the credit score, please explain the difference or the different credit score ranges that are there.
Okay, fine. So, you have a number of credit score ranges, right? So, you have 0 to 486, which is rated as poor. And I think I should also link it with your credit risk ratings, right? So if it's so like that, the bank sees you as a very high risk client.
Yeah.
Okay. And sometimes, just to reiterate, that sometimes the score is low due to mistakes on your credit report. So if it's low because of mistakes in your credit report, at least you are able to remedy the situation. And then you have a rating of between 487 and 526. It's an unfavorable rating, and the bank, in terms of your risk profile, it sees you as a high-risk client. Then another one is between 527 and 582. That's below average, and you're deemed as high-risk. Then you have between 583 and 683 is average, and the risk is also average. And then you have a score range of between 614 and 680. Mm. It's a favorable rating, and you're deemed as a low-risk client. Then the other rating is between 681 mm-hmm. and 766. It's a good rating, and the, in terms of the risk profile, you are a minimum risk client.
Mm.
Then you have a score rating of a score range of between 767 and 999 and 999. And the rating is excellent. So when your score is between those numbers, you have an excellent credit score rating, and you are deemed as a minimum to no risk client. So as we said last week, in terms of the ratings, if your rating is excellent, you will get the best interest rate at the bank in case you look for a loan. So yeah, those are the different core ranges in your credit score.
Mm. A family member says, is there a good credit score if you want to buy a house?
Yeah, I think we just explained the different credit scores.
Ranges,
remember
yes.
Said, credit ranges, yeah. So we said if it's between 61 and 680, it's favorable and you are a low risk. Okay. So if that family member, let's say her credit score is 680 and mine is 767. So hers is good. She wants to buy a house and mine is excellent. I can get a loan at an interest rate. The repayment, mine could be 5% lower than hers. So we can get the same amount for the same house, same location, same everything. Mm-hmm. But she will pay more than I do simply because my credit score puts me at an advantage.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, family member. I hope that you got that. And we got stuck somewhere even last week. We never got to talking about the improvement of credit scores, but I think let's shelve that for the last part. What are the advantages of a good credit score, Murut?
Okay, in terms of the advantages of a good credit score, number one is just what we spoke about just now, when you said you get low interest rates on your credit cards, on your loans, you know. That's the first advantage. And secondly, your good credit score gives you negotiation power. You know, you are able to bargain with the bank or with the borrower, with the lenders rather, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You are able to bargain with the lenders when you have a good credit score. You're able to say to them, no, but look, you're saying you want to give me this loan at a repayment rate of about 15%, but look at my score rating, look at my credit history. No, please, can you go down from 15% to, let's go to 10%. You're able to do that. It gives you that negotiation power. And the third one is that you get you stand a better chance for credit and loan approval when your credit score is good, right? Then the other advantage is that you get best interest rates on your car and homeowner's insurance. And once you get that loan, you need to go and insure your car. Let's say, for instance, for your vehicle, you need to insure it, or for your car, you need to insure it. So when your credit score is good, you're able to say to the credit card, to the insurance company, to say, please, can you lower my premium? And the other one is that it is cheaper to borrow money, but it's linked to the first one where we said you get low interest. So it is cheaper to borrow money when your credit score is good. And then the sixth one is that you you develop a good reputation with different institutions when your credit goes good. And that's why they will even call you to say, yeah, please, can you hire me? That's why you need to develop a backbone to say, no, thank you, I'm fine.
Mm.
And the other thing is that you also get more housing options, you know. Let's say, you know, you need a home loan for your mm-hmm. personal home, or you need to build a block of flats
mm-hmm.
for the sake of generating income. You know, you're able to do that provided you have a good credit score.
Okay.
So, those are the advantages of having a good credit score.
Let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more, Moruti. And family, okay. Do remember that the lines are open for you. You can talk to us and ask your questions pertaining to what we're talking about and any money matters on 012-334-1322. You can send in your SMSs and WhatsApps. SMS line 37871, WhatsApp, Telegram 082-657-2729. Let's do this and come back.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.